It's Thursday, June 23rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Speaking to a group of 900 evangelical leaders gathered in New York City, evangelist Franklin Graham said Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is a better option for America than Hillary Clinton, despite his flaws. Trump's campaign has announced a faith and cultural advisory committee to include Dr. James Dobson, Michelle Bachman, Southern Baptist pastor Ronnie Floyd, Kenneth Copeland, and Jerry Falwell Jr. The Worldview spoke to Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association, about the meeting with Trump.
The meeting was purposeful, and I think it was a good thing to do. Anytime someone wants to meet with us, a Christian leaders, and they may be the next leader of the free world, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. If they genuinely want to hear from you, then I think you need to go meet with them. So I think from that point of view, it was good to go and meet with Mr. Trump.
The Worldview also spoke to Terry Schilling, executive director of American Principles Project.
There were two major highlights that I saw at the meeting. The first and I think most important highlight of the meeting was Donald Trump's doubling down on his pledge to nominate pro-life justices to the Supreme Court of the United States. Secondly, Donald Trump also made a pledge to protect religious freedom, but most specifically the tax-exempt statuses of churches and politically involved pastors. Both of those things were huge deals, and they affirmed to me that he's an acceptable candidate for the presidency of the United States over Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump criticized his Democrat rival Hillary Clinton yesterday for taking millions of dollars from countries that oppose homosexuality. The Clinton Foundation has taken $25 million from Saudi Arabia. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. 2 Samuel 23:3. United Nations-funded schools are training children in Arab nations to wage jihad against their Jewish neighbors. A video recently released by the Center for Near East Policy Research exposes schools funded by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Kids are provided with military training, and students in the schools are shown celebrating the murder of Jews. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado told Fox News, "It is unacceptable that the international community, including the United States, is funding this." England faces an important vote today, whether or not they will stay with the European Union. According to Christian Headlines, hundreds of Christians gathered in Parliament Square earlier this week to pray for the future of the nation. Polls indicate an almost even split. May righteousness and liberty prevail. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Oscar Rodriguez says he was forcibly removed from a flag-folding ceremony by uniformed men for mentioning God. Rodriguez was asked to provide the speech for the retirement ceremony,